As promised, we're joined right now by a Super Bowl champ. It's going to take me a moment to lay this out. Super Bowl champ, All-Pro, four-time Pro Bowler, 8 1,000-yard seasons. He retired as the Rams' all-time leader in receptions, receiving yardage, and yards from scrimmage. 1,024 receptions, more than 15,000 yards, 91 touchdowns. He is a member of the Pro Football Hall of Fame Class of 2020, founder of the Isaac Bruce Foundation, co-host of the Ramblings podcast. He is Isaac Bruce. Isaac, great to have you on. How are you?
I'm good, Jim, man. How you doing, man?
Good, dude. Great to have you on, Isaac. Thanks so much for doing this. Let me ask you, before yesterday's game, you were saying that you expected the Rams to beat the Buccaneers. I'm curious, how much of that was with your head? How much of that was with your heart? What did you see in the Rams that made you feel like they could go out on the road and handle their business?
Well, more was about my heart. I'd say about 30% of it was, you know, if I was a betting man, had to do with my pocket. I just knew that the formula that we had defensively is everything that you need, all the ingredients that you need to beat a team that's led by Tom Brady and the way that they play. And they did just that. I think they pressured him all game long. You know, he started the game with four incompletes. And just to have these guys, Aaron Donald, Von Miller, harass him as much as they did yesterday, we're able to pick him off because of the pressure. It bode well. That's what I really went into that game thinking what would happen. And, man, those Rams did just that.
You're right. You got to get to this guy. You got to pressure this guy, get him off his spot. Everybody knows that. But doing it, knowing it and doing it are two different things. Isaac, what do you make about the play of Von Miller? Does he look to you now like vintage Von Miller or close to Von Miller?
Yeah, he looks very fresh. Looks like a guy who's playing with a purpose. His pass rush are strategic. He's playing the run game really well. And, you know, like when the postseason started, I thought, you know, the Rams defense as a whole, the defensive unit, would look to Von Miller for, you know, just to lean on him, just to get reaction, just to get response from him. And I think he's doing a great job leading the defense. And he's just causing havoc. I mean, you know, you can't afford to play him one-on-one. I think he has every move or pass rush in his toolbox, from the swipe to the double hand swipe to the up and under. And it's a beautiful thing to see, man, because it's like poetry in motion. He can be physical, but at the same time, he's finessing a way that he can fool these 315-pound tackles to do some, make them do some things that they're not normally used to doing.
Hall of Famer Isaac Bruce is joining us on the program. So, Isaac, what about the flip side of the ball? What do you make of how that game played out, and in particular, Matthew Stafford and Cooper Kupp connecting the way they did with seconds to go to set up that game-winning field goal, the way they both came through late, and especially the quarterback?
Well, you know what? I think it all trickles down from Sean McVay. I mean, things got chaotic. You're dealing with, one of the greatest quarterbacks that's ever played the game in Tom Brady on the sideline. And, you know, I've seen that movie so many times, and I've never liked the ending. So just for the Rams to come out and just remain aggressive and not really just rest your laurels on going into overtime and a coin flip, I think that was the right thing to do, just taking a shot down the field if it presented itself, and just the aggressiveness of it, man. I mean, you know, it had to be McVay calling the play and everyone agreeing to it. So, you know, Cooper Kupp's been doing a great job, and just to get open on that last play, for as big a play as it was, man, it was awesome to see.
Isaac Bruce joining us. I mean, Isaac, I talked about some of the numbers you put up, and they landed you in the Hall of Fame, and you've got a number of records still yet. He broke your single-season record for receptions and receiving yardage, though. Like, what makes him so special as a receiver, and what kind of thoughts do you have when you watch him play?
Well, I always say, you know, once a guy has it, what I mean by that is that, you know, for a wide receiver to have it, that means he now has quarterback eyes. So he can – you know, read a defense. He can go pre-snap. He can manipulate. He's faster than what people give him credit for. He's very elusive than what a lot of people give him credit for. And I just think he's really strong in catching the football. He catches it in a crowd. And, you know, he plays at two speeds. That's one of the things that Torrey and myself, we always, tried to make sure that we were doing. So it's kind of like making the defensive back think that we're running full speed, but we're really not. And then once the ball gets in our hand, man, we were able to turn it on, and he does that perfectly.
Isaac Bruce joining us. I want to ask you about your career in a minute, but you mentioned Torrey. I love Torrey. Man, I'm a huge Torrey fan. I'm just going to say it. I was talking to him recently. He's a finalist for the Hall of Fame again. You're already in. What would you say, Isaac, to Hall of Fame voters who are deciding whether or not Torrey is worthy and should be in the Hall of Fame?
Well, you know, the body of work comes up. You know, you look at his draft spot where he was drafted. He was top 10 draft pick, sixth overall. I think he was a guy, you know, when you're drafted that high, they look for you to be a starter, not only a starter, but a potential Pro Bowler and a potential All-Pro. He was all of those things, All-Decade team. And he really just maximized his ability in the position he was in. You're talking about a guy who had six consecutive 1,300 yards receiving, you know, in a dispensation where these safeties could knock your block off. It's not like it was or like it is now, but it was a whole different era. So for him to have that level of production, man, I think it's very warranted of Torrey to be wearing a gold jacket.
All right, so Isaac, to that point where it was a different era where guys could just knock your block off. When the Rams and Bucks met in the playoffs, you know, it's hard not to think of that great playoff game that these two teams played back in 1999, the best offense in the league going up against the best defense. As a wide receiver, what was it like for you to go over the middle against the likes of Derrick Brooks, Hardy Nickerson, John Lynch, and the rest of that crew?
Well, you know what? You prepared yourself during the week. I mean, we knew it was part of the game, catch or no catch. You're going to feel Hardy Nickerson. You're going to feel, Simeon Rice. You're going to feel Warren Sapp. They're going to touch you up. So, you know, we're always thinking that our job, number one, is to catch and secure the football. And whatever happens after that happens. But these guys were, they played their positions, their jobs, their defense, better than a whole lot of teams I've ever seen played before. And just the unit itself, they probably have four Hall of Famers on that defense. And just those guys knit it together, man. It was a stretch, and it was very strenuous to get every yard that we got.
Hall of Famer Isaac Bruce joining us. All right, Isaac, so the Rams are going to face a 49ers team that has beaten them six straight times, including both times they met this season. When a team has a run like that, does it ever get in the guy's head? Do you ever just even privately think maybe they have our number? And then if so, what do you do with that? Like, what does L.A. have to do to turn this thing around quickly?
Well, you do. You do think that. I felt like, the Rams family as a whole, that's the alumni included. We're starting to think that with the last game that we played. We felt like that going out for this last game and playing this last regular season game versus the 49ers. We had to jump on them and at least win this game. We didn't know that they would make it to the playoffs. We didn't really know that they would have the success thus far that they've had in the playoffs and then have another opportunity to play them again. Yes, it's in your head. So to wipe out those thoughts and get that thinking out of your mind, it's all about the preparation. It's all about reminding yourself who you are, how you've played all year, and the things that make you successful. A strong running game, having running attempts, going downhill, falling forward when you finish, coming off the line of scrimmage for the offensive lineman, and just ruling and dominating that line of scrimmage, which sets up everything else for us. So I think it'll be a great matchup, Jim, and I can't wait to see it. I think it'll be awesome.
Same. I can't wait. Isaac Bruce joining us really quickly. So in terms of that running game, I agree with you. Cam Akers, we'd all agree, is just an amazing story. An amazing story, but he had a rough game yesterday with a couple of fumbles. When you consider, Isaac, how Sean McVay likes to run the ball, you yourself just said the importance of running the ball as well. How do you think McVay will handle Akers this week?
You know what? I think he'll have the same level of production. I think Sony Michel also, who's had a quietly great season this year, we'll get more opportunities to run the football. I think it'll be a balanced attack between those two. And another thing that Cam Akers adds to that offense, his ability to bump him out, run some routes, and catch the ball down the field. So I think those guys, and I think McVay's faith and confidence in those guys won't wane. It'll be one snap and clear. Last week is over. And we'll move forward to, creating and trying to dominate this line of scrimmage via the run game.
Yeah, Isaac, you told a great story to The Athletic. You said that the night before you won the Super Bowl, Todd Light came to your room, and you guys were reminiscing about the season. And then, well, actually, I was going to say, but before he left, what did he say to you?
You know what? Actually, in that meeting, we also talked about, finally overcoming what the 49ers had over us for a very long time in that same year. But before he left out of the room, you know, he kind of looked back at me and he said, "Ike, we're world champions tomorrow, man." And that was it, man. I agreed with him, and it was fulfilled that very next night.
See, what was he like, Todd, like to play with and against, man, in practice over the years?
Oh,
how much better did you make each other?
Well, you talk about the person that helped with my development every day, being able to help me be a pro, number one. Number two, just introducing me to the physicality of what the NFL is all about. You know, as far as press man, getting work on that every day. Todd Light was a guy that helped not only develop me, but Torrey when he came aboard. And, you know, you're talking about a guy who would have over 100 tackles each year. I mean, in a league where a lot of cornerbacks just want to cover, he was a guy that would rack up 100 tackles and would show up every Sunday. So one of my great friends, one of my great teammates on that team, Todd Light, he was just a consummate pro, and I love that dude.
Isaac, one last thing about being a consummate pro, and you talked preparation a number of times in this conversation with me today. One of the things you talked about, during your career, you would write down goals. And I don't mean annual goals. I mean, you wrote down goals every morning, and then you wrote down goals at night. What was the thinking behind that process? Because I think that kind of put you ahead of your time.
Well, I thought it was a great mental exercise for me, and it really helped me to stay focused. I can honestly say, I only fell asleep in a team meeting, in a wide receiver meeting out of 16 seasons one time. And I felt like just being able to get a game plan and really write and rewrite goals, it kind of kept me focused. And that was something that I liked sharing with new guys that came in, the young guys that we drafted, Kevin Curtis's of the world, the Dane Lookers, Torrey Holt at one time, Sean McDonald. Just sharing things like that, just be active and be mentally prepared from that standpoint. And we were putting spiritual laws into place, and I felt like that helped me tremendously throughout my career.
Yeah, I can see it. Isaac, what happened that one meeting in 16 years? Were you out the night before? What happened?
No, I think the guy leading the meeting at that time, he was a little boring, and I kind of fell asleep on him. And, I won't call any names, but, you know, it is what it is.
It is what it is. It's a one-off. Yeah. It's just a one-off. He is the co-host of the Ramblings podcast. He's got his foundation, the Isaac Bruce Foundation. He is a member of the Pro Football Hall of Fame class of 2020, a Super Bowl champ and All-Pro, a four-time Pro Bowler. Isaac, that was great. Appreciate you. So good to get caught up with you, man. Thank you very much for that.
No problem. Thanks, Jim.
Appreciate you. Isaac Bruce, that was fun. Good stuff. All right, so already a little bit of Ram karma.